Well, hello. You are listening to the No Fucks Given podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Knight, author of the No Fucks Given Guides, a series of self-help books for people like me who hate being told what to do. Just like the books, the podcast is fun, sweary, and full of tips and techniques for giving fewer, better fucks and living your best life. This is Baby's first episode, so welcome. First of all, I want to thank you for tuning in right from the very beginning. You are a goddamn pioneer. And I want to tell you a little bit about what to expect from this episode. I'm going to tell you about who I am and what I do. I'm going to give you the basic concepts of what it means to give a fuck and not give a fuck, so you know what I'm talking about for the entirety of season one. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I call your fuck bucks and how to make a fuck budget. And we're going to touch on mental decluttering, which is basically the backbone of everything that I do and something that once you learn how to do it will stand you in good stead for the rest of time. And I will introduce you to my patented not sorry method, which is not actually patented at all. I don't know why we say that. And then I'll tell you a little bit about what to expect from the entirety of season one. Lots of fun things like goal setting and time management and whipping your anxiety into shape and improving your relationships and getting rid of relationships that you don't want to be in anymore. But today we're really going to be talking about the foundational concepts. So first and foremost, who am I? Why are you listening? Why did they give me a podcast? As I said, I'm Sarah Knight, and I am the author of a series of self-help books called The No Fucks Given Guides. I am also known as the anti-guru. And just so you know, even though people say she's a self-proclaimed anti-guru, I did not proclaim that about myself. That would be weird and egomaniacal. That label was actually given to me by The Observer magazine in the UK back in 2015 when I published my first book, The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck. Originally, that book was intended as an affectionate parody of a Japanese decluttering guide, which I will talk about a little later in this episode. But basically what happened was I had been a book editor myself in New York City for 15 years. And in 2015, I quit my job. I quit my job and I quit that career. I did not want to work for a corporation anymore. I wanted to work for myself. And the story of how and why I did that has been told in many forms throughout my books. But just to give you the quick and dirty version, I was really depressed. I was really panicky. I was super anxious. I was having panic attacks at the office. And my life was just kind of being turned upside down. And as someone who is very type A, ambitious, successful, organized individual, I was especially reeling from the fact that my life did not seem like I was in control of it anymore. And when I thought real hard about what was at the core of my troubles, I determined that it was my job. It was working, you know, for a corporation and all of the sort of office diplomacy and bureaucracy that that entails. And I knew I had to get out. And it took me a while to do it. It took me a year to get it done. But I did. And I quit and I left and I started freelancing. And then I had the idea for the life-changing magic of not giving a fuck. And I realized that I could perhaps teach people what I had learned quite by accident about giving fewer better fucks and living my best life. So 5 books, 3 journals, and a page a day calendar later, and now a podcast, here we are. Before we move forward, I just want to do a little light housekeeping. I want to let you guys know that everything I say is designed to help you have a better life, whatever that means to you. Happier, calmer, more efficient, more successful, less stressful, less bullshit, better relationships, whatever works for you. I am not a doctor or a licensed therapist. I was an English major, and I'm just a lady with opinions. So I really want to make sure that you walk away from this podcast with lots of great strategies for coping, lots of new insight into who you are and what makes you tick. But if you are having super serious problems with your mental health, I also hope that you will consult an actual physician to help get you through the roughest spots. So that's it for my disclaimer. Now we're going to move on to the fun stuff. Yay, fun stuff. First, I want to explain exactly what I mean when I talk about giving or not giving a fuck, because that is the underlying concept of this entire podcast and basically my whole ethos. So you need to know what I'm talking about when I say, do you give a fuck? I mean, do you care? So do you give a fuck about an obligation, a task, a person, a TV show? Do you care about that thing? If you don't give a fuck, then you're telling me you don't care about it. But the second meaning is the more important one, which is giving your fucks. It's literally spending your time, energy, and money, and these are what I call your fuck bucks, on that thing. So if you care about something, you give a fuck about it. If you give a fuck about it, you want to give your fucks to it. If you don't give a fuck about something, you don't care about it, then you should not be spending your fucks, giving your fucks to it. So that's where the concept of the fuck bucks and making a fuck budget comes in. And I'm going to go into more detail, very specific detail on making your fuck budget next week. This week, as I said, is all about foundational concepts. So just again, to be clear, when I say, do you give a fuck about something? I mean, do you care about it? And also, are you spending your time, energy, and money on it? If you do, you do. And if you don't, you shouldn't. I also want to be clear with you that not giving a fuck does not have to be negative. The whole purpose of everything that I'm talking to you about here and everything I do is supposed to make positive change in your life. And that's something that I want to make clear up front, because people, you know, sometimes hear me talk about not giving a fuck and they think I'm being flip or bitchy. And I am often being flip or bitchy. But in this sense, I am not. So I just want to give you these not giving a fuck basics for you to hold on to, and also remember that they are not meant to be negative. Not giving a fuck means taking care of yourself first. It's just like putting on your oxygen mask before helping others. There's nothing wrong with that. Not giving a fuck also means allowing yourself to say no. You can say, I don't want to. I don't have time. I can't afford it. No is not a dirty word. And believe me, I know a little something about dirty words. Not giving a fuck means releasing yourself from the anxiety, fear, shame, and guilt associated with saying no. I am going to help you do that. Finally, you will be able to stop spending time you don't have with people you don't like doing things you don't want to do, which in turn frees up all of those fuck bucks for you to spend on the things and people and tasks and goals that are important to you and that make you happy. So again, not giving a fuck is not a negative. Not giving a fuck is a way to just mentally separate the things that really make you happy, that bring you joy, from the things that don't, the things that annoy. And again, we'll talk more about that next week. We'll go into depth on making and sticking to a fuck budget. But I just wanted to get the straight dope out of the way first so you understand what not giving a fuck means and that it is not a bad thing. Okay, so we've talked about not giving a fuck, the basics. Now I want to move on to mental decluttering. It is exactly what it sounds like. It is cleaning out your mind. And I mentioned earlier my first book, The Life-Changing Magic of Not Giving a Fuck. This was actually a book I wrote in response to having read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. You've probably heard of it. It was a massive bestseller 5-ish years ago. And she is lovely, and she has a Netflix show now. She's very cute, and her methods really work. I loved reading her book. I'm already a very organized and tidy person, but I felt like it couldn't hurt to make my apartment look more like Real Simple Magazine. So, you know, now I've learned a lot of very important and easy takeaways for organizing my space and folding my socks and saying goodbye to things that I really don't need or want anymore. And a really useful tip from Marie Kondo actually was getting rid of gifts that I received that I either didn't like or didn't need anymore or didn't use, because I always had a lot of guilt associated with that. And my hoarding tendencies really came out when a gift was in play. So I recommend that you check out Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, if you have trouble with keeping your physical space clutter-free. My book, however, and my entire thing is mental decluttering. So it's the same steps as physical decluttering. It's discarding and then organize. You know, you got to throw shit away so you can focus on what you have left and live your best life around it. As I said, next week I'm going to go into detail on the stuff that I've already mentioned, and I'm going to actually show you how to declutter your mental barn. I'm going to walk you through it. But just for now, know that the concept of mental decluttering is the same as physical decluttering. It's discarding and then organizing, and you're going to do that by deciding what you don't give a fuck about and then not giving a fuck about those things. It all ties into not giving a fuck, clearly, because, you know, that's the name of the podcast, No Fucks Given. Anyway, I also today want to touch on what I call my not sorry method for mental decluttering. Those who have been paying close attention probably realize that this is a play on words. Marie Kondo has her KonMari method for physical decluttering, and I have my not sorry method. But it's not just a nod to her. It's actually named because that is how you will feel after you do it. The not sorry method is all about discarding the fucks that you no longer give and then organizing your life around the ones you do. Very simple. But you have to be able to do it without being an asshole. And again, this is where the concept of positive versus negative comes in. If you make your decisions about what you no longer give a fuck about and then communicate them and implement them with honesty and politeness, then you have done nothing wrong. You don't have to feel guilty about it, and you have nothing to apologize for. So in the end, you are literally not sorry, hence the name of the method. So this is really important to remember when I'm throwing around this concept of not giving a fuck and saying no to people and putting your needs first. You can do that in a way that does not make you the asshole. Another little point that I want to drive home in episode one is that all of this is connected. Everything I know about living your best life comes down to giving fewer, better fucks. It's not zero fucks given. It's a very popular hashtag, but it's really fewer, better fucks. And this is something that I learned not only when I quit my job and decided to pursue a freelance life that made me happier because I didn't have to kind of deal with all of the office shenanigans that I had been putting up a brave front and being very successful at for, you know, 15 years, but just really couldn't do anymore for the sake of my mental health. I also moved from New York to the Dominican Republic. So I don't think I mentioned that yet, but I am coming to you from my home in a sleepy little fishing village on the north coast of the Dominican Republic, where my husband and I moved about 5 years ago. And, you know, this was all part and parcel of me having stopped giving a fuck about things that were not important to me and were not making me happy and refocusing my time, energy, and money on things that had the potential to make me much happier. And one of those turned out to be leaving New York City, partly because of the pace and the hustle and bustle, partly, honestly, mostly because of the weather. My husband and I are both really fans of warm weather, and we always sort of thought that one day we'd retire to the tropics. And then all of a sudden, it started to dawn on us that we didn't have to wait for one day, and we certainly didn't have to wait for retirement. We could definitely make that happen in our own time and on our own terms. And all we needed to do was set the goal and then set and achieve a bunch of little goals on our way to getting it done. And that's something I'm going to talk about in season one of the No Fucks Given podcast when I move on to the way that not giving a fuck can really benefit you and really expand and improve your life after you have discarded and gotten rid of all of the stuff that is, you know, pissing you off. You can really focus on the things that are left. And for us, for me and for us, that involved moving countries, buying a home, learning to speak Spanish. These were all massive big life changes that happened after I, as I said, quite accidentally stumbled into the notion of giving fewer better fucks. So on the No Fucks Given podcast, I'm going to try to impart all of that wisdom to you in a tidy little package. Not that tidy. It's a little, you know, catch as catch can over here. I do live in a third world fishing village, as I mentioned, so you might be hearing motos or barking dogs or coconuts falling occasionally on this podcast. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is that not giving a fuck applies to literally everything you do. It applies to getting rid of stuff that you don't want to do, but then it also applies to pursuing the things and the people and the relationships and the goals that you do want to do. So it is going to help you clear the decks. It's going to help you mentally declutter, but it's also going to help you organize everything that you have left. Again, we're talking work, friendships, parenting, finances. I have a lot to say about that, actually. Your love life, you name it, we are going to declutter the shit out of it and then send you on your way to living your best life. So let's see, what's next? I have given you some foundational concepts. I have taken you through a little recap. I have gone off on a couple of tangents. I should probably tell you what else is coming up in season one so that you will be motivated to subscribe and get new episodes every Tuesday when they come out. I am going to talk about getting your shit together. That's the title of my second book, coincidentally, Get Your Shit Together. But I'm going to start with the concept of goal setting because I think what I didn't understand when I was writing that book is I wrote a whole awesome, 100 pages about going after your goals. And my editor said, right, but how do you set a goal? And I was like, what do you mean, how do you set a goal? You set a goal. And he was like, no, I think a lot of people don't know where to begin. So I developed a method for that. We've got my not sorry method this week. And then when I talk about getting your shit together, I have a whole other method for you. So that's coming up in season one. I'm also going to talk about time management. I am a very punctual person, and a lot of you are not, and that is not necessary. You do not have to go through life being a late person. So I'm going to give some tips about how to never be late again, and if it doesn't apply to you, you can forward the podcast to somebody in your life that it does apply to, because I'm sure there are several of them. Later in season one, I'm also going to talk about anxiety. This is something very close to my heart, something that I'm very open about and very passionate about. And as I mentioned to you guys earlier in the episode, so many of my big life changes were set on this path because I was feeling depressed and anxious and panicky, and it was affecting my life in really negative ways. And I really believe in banishing the stigma around mental health issues. So I'm going to tell you everything I've learned and everything that works for me, and hopefully some of it will work for you. And just so you know, I talk about anxiety in terms of lowercase little a anxiety, which is sort of a, situational, something bad has happened and you're having a tough time dealing with it due to anxiety, but also capital A anxiety, which is a clinical anxiety diagnosis, which I have, and, ways of coping with the day-to-day life for people who have that kind of anxiety. So it's a fun time for everybody. And again, if it doesn't apply to you or you think it doesn't apply to you, I'm sure there's somebody in your life who could use the advice, and you can always forward them the podcast. What else? Every week you are going to get an NFG tip, maybe two if I'm feeling feisty. This week, my no fucks given tip, hashtag NFG tip, is whatever works, bitches. Okay, this is my mantra. This is something I live by. The same advice is not going to be applicable to everybody. The same steps are not going to work necessarily for one task that they do for the next. You have to be a little bit flexible, and you have to be willing to say, look, this is what works for me, and this is how I'm going to live my life to be the happiest and most relaxed and peaceful and successful person that I can be. So you have to be able to say, all right, whatever works, bitches. That is my mantra from me to you. I hope that you go forth in your life and make it your own. And the coolest thing, in my opinion, that I'm going to be doing on the No Fucks Given podcast is an audio advice column called You Asked For It. And this kind of harkens back to the whole concept of being an anti-guru. I think that The Observer called me that because they think I'm very naughty, but also because I come at self-help and the advice game from a slightly different mindset or point of view than some of the people that you might know really well in this space. I'm very blunt. I'm telling it like it is. I'm not trying to sugarcoat things for you. I'm not trying to protect your ego. I am just trying to help. And as I've been publishing the No Fucks Given guides for the last 5 years, I've been getting a lot of emails and tweets and DMs from people asking for advice on specific things that are going on in their lives. And I can't respond to all of them. I do sometimes, but the volume is unbelievable, actually. A lot of people have a lot of problems. But it made me think about the fact that there could be an outlet for me to give advice for specific questions that people have. Now, it's going to be anonymous. I'm not here to blow up your spot. I'm just here to help, so don't worry about that. But you can help me by sending me your questions. The email to send them to is podcast@nofucksgivenguides.com. That's plural, nofucksgivenguides.com. And again, the segment is called You Asked For It. So I am going to receive questions and I'm going to answer them in my very blunt, no fucks given, no holds barred style. So you can send in a question and then you can listen to see if I answer yours. And I'm going to do that segment once a month. So the first You Asked For It audio advice column is coming at you on February 16th. Okay, guys, that is a wrap on Baby's first episode of the No Fucks Given podcast. I hope that you were at least mildly entertained. I hope that you got some definitive information about giving and not giving a fuck that will carry you through season one. As I said, I plan to go into detail on all of the stuff that I've mentioned today, but I just wanted to, you know, give you a little taste of what's to come and put some ideas in your head that you can think about for the next week before episode two comes out. Again, please subscribe and then you will get that episode the minute it lands. And please feel free to visit nofucksgivenguides.com for any additional information, like about the books or about things that I might mention on the podcast, such as quizzes and downloads and flowcharts and things that live on my website that you can always go to in your time of need. Oh, and also, on nofucksgivenguides.com, you can, if you like, subscribe to my newsletter, the No Fucks Given newsletter. It comes out once a month, or maybe once every 2 months, because, you know, I do all my own stuff. I don't have a team or anything over here. So sometimes I'm just tired and I don't have anything left in my fuck budget to do a newsletter and I don't do it. But the point is that I don't send it every week and I'm not always trying to sell you shit. It's just sort of a fun conversational what's going on in my life. If you find the idea of what's going on in a third world fishing village in the tropics during a pandemic interesting, then you will want to read the back issues of 2020. As I said, always go to nofucksgivenguides.com if you need anything. And thank you so much for listening, for taking time and energy out of your fuck budget to listen to my inaugural episode. I really appreciate it. And also don't forget to email me your questions for the You Asked For It audio advice column. You can email me at podcast@nofucksgivenguides.com and I will collect all of the questions and I will choose as many as I can fit into an episode to answer. And you can listen to see if I answer yours. Okay, I think that's it. If you liked what you heard today, please, please, please subscribe, rate, and review the No Fucks Given podcast. Thanks again for listening. And until next week, I'm Sarah Knight. No fucks given, not sorry.